I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan right now in Salt Lake City. Let's see. We have some rain showers. It's 40 degrees. KSL's top story. An NBA legend has bought a chunk of the Utah Jazz.
Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win. Yes! He did it! He did it! Dwayne Wade with the steal!
Do you believe that?
That's Dwayne Wade's greatest moment. His second greatest came this morning with the announcement that he's bought a minority stake of the Utah Jazz. The coaching staff for the Jazz believes he's going to be a great addition to the club. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In a statement, Dwayne Wade said partnering with majority owner Ryan Smith was the perfect fit. He says, quote, "Not only is this group focused on building a championship franchise, they are also committed to using their platform to do good and actively create a more inclusive, equitable world," end quote. Head coach Quinn Snyder says this is an exciting move. Since Wade not only has a lot of business acumen, but being a former player, he has a unique understanding of what the players are going through.
Wade says this partnership goes, quote, "beyond my wildest dreams of playing basketball, and I hope to inspire the next generation of dreamers." But the news is not all good for the Jazz. They're playing this afternoon, and at this moment, we're hearing that Donovan Mitchell is injured. He was helped off the court, some kind of ankle problem. Let's find out more. It is breaking news. The injury required him to be helped off the court. They're saying it's a sprained ankle. It looked like Mitchell's right leg rolled under Indiana's Edmund Sumner in the third quarter. ESPN is reporting it's a lower ankle sprain. We don't know how long he'll be out. The Jazz lead the Pacers by two with just under 7 minutes left in the early afternoon game. KSL News Time 302. We'll continue to watch that. A Roy man is now charged with murder in a bizarre case we told you about earlier this week. 48-year-old Daniel Johnson is accused of shooting his friend in a dispute over money. 38-year-old Steve Bailey's body was found later. Charging documents say Johnson dumped his friend's body in a secluded area where it was discovered by a passerby on Tuesday. KSL's top national story: the identity of the gunman who shot up a FedEx warehouse, leaving eight dead in Indianapolis.
19-year-old Brandon Hole. FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hole was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Deputy Chief Craig McCart says the suspect was using a rifle, but it's unclear what kind. Police say the suspect had a gun that was seized by authorities last year. After a string of high-profile police shootings, the White House is calling on Congress to pass some new laws. Laws the White House says could have prevented these shootings. ABC's Andy Field with details in Washington.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act would hold police accountable and end racial profiling.
The president is eager to sign the George Floyd Act into law, eager to sign a police reform bill into law.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the president's pushing reluctant Republicans to vote for the bill he says will help end a string of deadly police shootings of unarmed Black Americans. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A day after a shootout at the San Antonio airport, that city's grappling with another incident this morning. After a pickup truck was pulled over by police, the driver opened fire. Officers pulled back and pulled weapons.
He retreated backward, returning fire. Inside the vehicle, the passenger and the driver were both shot. They are both deceased, and the third passenger was transported to the hospital.
That's the police chief in San Antonio. These officers are fine, and they're being hailed for taking quick action. As the Biden administration turns up the heat for gun control, a new Quinnipiac poll shows overwhelming support for background checks on all gun purchases.
The new Quinnipiac poll claims 9 in 10 Americans support requiring background checks for all gun buyers. The support is also high among Republicans, 84% in favor. As far as other gun control measures, the poll claims only about half of Americans, or 54%, say they support stricter gun laws in the U.S., with 52% of those polled supporting a nationwide ban on the sale of assault weapons. Ike Adjaci, ABC News, Washington.
A self-described member of the Oath Keepers militia group has pleaded guilty today to his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
John Schaefer joined the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol and was among the rioters who sprayed police officers with bear spray. As part of his plea agreement, Schaefer will be released from custody, but he must fully cooperate with federal prosecutors as they build their cases against more than 400 other defendants. Schaefer is the first rioter to plead guilty. He faces up to 4 years in prison when he's sentenced in a couple of months.
Prosecutors say Schaefer admitted to being among the first people to push their way into the Capitol building on January 6th. KSL News Time 3:05, so it's a Friday afternoon. The weather's a little bit iffy, and this could be a rough commute. Let's see how it starts. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and happy Friday, Jeff.
Yay.
And you're right. We are starting off a little bumpy on the drive. We have a crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 23rd Street. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. And then early onset delays, northbound I-15 in Davis County, Kaysville up to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let me think. Today already, I've been on Facebook Live, I've had Teams meetings, I've been on Zoom, and I've had enough. My minute of news about that is on the way next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.